Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. The first time I was in the south of France, I had the pleasure of visiting the huge market at Avignon. Now, talk about a kid in a candy store. My gosh, cheeses and cured meats, artisan bread, legendary wine, and barrel after barrel of more olives than I knew existed. And Chef Jerry Pellegrino, I would guess the story of olives is a very old one indeed.
Yes, it's hard to have, you know, even a slight love for Mediterranean cuisine and not just be in love with olives.
You gotta be.
I mean, they just, you know, everything about it is about, from the oil in which we cook everything, you know, down to the actual lovely little fruit.
Mm-hmm.
Olives are just such a great thing.
They are. How many different types do you reckon there are?
Oh, again, probably like wine grapes,
yeah.
Right? Hard to tell, because even in different countries, the same olive has different names. But I think, like, one of the things that I think a lot of people may not know is that green and black olives, they're the same thing pretty much, except green olives are harvested when they're unripe, and black olives are harvested when they're fully ripe.
I had no idea.
Yeah. And then because of that, the difference in the ripeness, there's usually a difference in the way they're cured.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, we were talking about this. Olives are considered a fruit, just in the same family as cherries and peaches, like a stone fruit.
Mm-hmm.
But man, you try to eat an olive off the tree.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's brutal. I mean, this is not like not a fruit you're going to enjoy unless they are cured. And usually, and the way it happens is green olives are cured in a very different way than black olives. Because they are picked unripe, they are unbearably bitter. They're unedible. And they're cured in lye, so an alkaline
really?
Solution,
uh-huh.
which removes the bitterness before they're brined. Black olives are usually cured directly in brine.
Mm-hmm.
So what's interesting is, you know, green olives tend to be a little bit more bitter, certainly more tangy in flavor, and more firm in flesh.
Yes,
like think
yes.
about eating an unripe peach as opposed to a ripe peach.
Sure.
Where the black olives have a much milder, richer taste, a little softer texture, and a little more savoriness to
mm-hmm,
them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I don't think, you know, you don't just want to put them on your charcuterie plate. You know, cooking them into food. I think last week or the week before we talked about puttanesca, which
right,
olives
yeah.
are put in the dish.
Right.
Which is great. But just a quick sort of like survey of the olives that you might know and love. You mentioned Niçoise.
Yeah.
That olive packs a punch for a tiny olive.
Yes.
Kalamata might be the black olive we most know about.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what's nice about it these days is you can buy these olives pitted or not.
Yeah.
Because pitting an olive, a pain. Yeah?
Yeah.
I mean, and you want to cook with olives that are pitted. And the other olive that I've seen that has had a great resurgence is the Castelvetrano, which is that really super bright green olive.
Oh, yes. Mm-hmm.
That you can get pitted that are really as like you might consider snacking on candy.
Oh, boy.
They're rich and delicious. An olive that I love that you should search out is the Liguria. It is a very intense and very cool green olive, which just has an incredible flavor.
Jerry, we're going to put all this info on the website. People can try them at home. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by 88.1 WYPR.